Okay, joining me on the line now is Frances Kyo. Good afternoon, Frances. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Frances.
Yeah, yeah.
Frances, you're a member, of course, here with the Near Drama Group, and you're also a member of Riverside Drama Circle. So you like treading the old boards.
I am indeed. Yes, yes. It's a thing close to my heart. Yeah. Drama.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lifelong
that
passion.
And singing. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a wonderful pastime. Well, all your life, yeah.
Is it not all my life? Well, I probably am a drama queen all my life anyway, but like actually putting her on stage now is a different kettle of fish.
So long as you're getting
it. But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Well, Frances, you're going to be taking part in a production called Mother You, that's going to be part of the Dublin Theatre Fringe Festival. I think the previews kick off tonight. Tell us a little bit about the production.
Well, Mark, it started off, I feel like I've ended up in this place and I didn't really realise what was going to happen, but it started off with workshops. And the production is set in a disused warehouse, and it invites guests to look at this strained community and to collectively witness the action, to piece together all the fragments of that unfolds about the story. So the production is really about land, and it's put in three sections. And the section that I'm in is, because we've done workshops over the last 8 to 9 weeks, the production team and my group, we got together, and two songs were actually taken from our, made up from our conversations, and there was lyrics and music put to them. And that's the part that I'm doing with my group.
Yeah.
So it comes together with the whole story of the land and the bog, and it's actually a lovely idea. It's really nice to kind of actually see the struggle that community had to try and get this land, and it's actually a true story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and as you say, the songs you're performing, they actually just came about through the workshops, and you're all sitting around and talking about the situation.
Brilliant. I was just blown away by the whole process of working with these professional people, and like they were so kind of in tune, and they wanted to work with kind of our age, as in over 55. So it was kind of to get the highlights of about our life and the way life is today. So it just all came together, and these two songs developed and came forward, and it's absolutely brilliant.
So if we understand it, it's not a recognised play or anything else. It's kind of taking a real life story, and it's used people's experiences to tell that story. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's three kind of settings for us. So all what we've done and all what the actors have done is telling this story. And it's plain and simple. There's no big hype to it. It's really about the story. Like, the performances need to be well kind of, you know, put together. Mm-hmm. But the story is just, you know, it's a struggle of a community and trying to get a community together to fight for land.
Yeah.
And they eventually got it, you know, that way. So it's all about community.
Yeah, which is something I suppose we can all relate to. I mean, there's not a community in the country, I don't think, has had some sort of struggle at some point or other.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of the people on the bottom line, actually, or on the bottom level, would be saying, well, this is our land.
Yeah.
And we need to have it for our community.
Uh-huh.
And just bringing it plain and simple, you know. So this is what the whole production is about. It's about the space. You know what I mean? And she wanted to use a warehouse to give it, kind of bring it back to life, the way they brought the land back to life, you know?
Yeah. I was talking to you briefly last Friday when we were talking about having this chat, and you were saying you were heading off this weekend for all kinds of technical rehearsals and everything else. How did that go?
Yes, that went really well.
Yeah.
Up, few hiccups up and down, but that's what technical rehearsals are for.
Uh-huh.
And we done that yesterday. So, it's coming together. It's kind of a bit daunting because it's not a stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, it's settings in a warehouse. You have to see it to kind of understand it. Even I'm still trying to get around it,
That's what I think kind of makes it really interesting, because I'm sitting here listening to you trying to describe it, and it sounds like one of those things that you're just going to have to see to get any sort of perspective of what it is. Yeah.
It's very hard to explain. It's not a play. I wouldn't call it a play. I would call it a production of putting something that was real into this space and to kind of give it a voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it sounds really good. And for you, you've probably obviously been in productions before and been on the stage before, and maybe some of the actors as well. Have you all found this a completely different experience to what you're used to? It's just completely been a new learning curve for you as well.
Absolutely. Yes, when we were rehearsing yesterday, I made a mistake, and you just feel like, you know, you don't want to let the side down, but it's not about that.
Uh-huh.
It's about kind of, you know, it's different than a play.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about how good you can sing or how good you can act. They want it as natural as possible and to be yourself. It's, you know, but show the scene to the people who are coming in to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really an earthy, I would call it an earthy piece of art shown to the public.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. It really does sound amazing. It sounds like it's been a year. Go ahead.
No, I was amazed even at the setting. I was going, wow.
Yeah.
It's nothing amazing. It's when you see it, you kind of say, oh, because I had a completely different set in my head, because I come from being on stage. Wasn't a bit like that at all. So it's really out of your comfort zone. And it's to try and get into that comfort zone and make it that place your comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? But it's all new. There's nothing the same as being on a play. It's all new.
It's all new.
And we're all coming from different sections of our group. Now, the seven of us. And, we're participating in this. And we're all coming from different places as well. So it's a whole new group to get together and to do this work within 7 or 8 workshops. And then the preview is tonight. Mm-hmm. And, props and, you know, they're all kind of aspects that you really have to kind of get into and be with, and it's quite challenging.
I'd imagine. It sounds like it's been, but I mean, that must be a huge sense of accomplishment. I mean, I know you have to get through the performance now, but to get from where you started to where you are now, there must be a huge sense of pride and accomplishment that everything you have achieved so far.
Absolutely. We're all, apart from all, I'm so excited. I'm like a child that's got to get in the candy suite, and we're all kind of saying, God, isn't it? It's just amazing to start off in a blank page.
Yeah.
And this is the result, you know, and it really is brilliant, absolutely. And we're all kind of, we all have a voice, and we all maintain that, people say, oh no, I wouldn't get up on that stage, but it's not about that.
Not at all.
It's not about that.
Yeah, as you say,
it's
you're getting out there, you're
fun.
Just,
I have to say, I might say a bit, it's all very challenging, but there's another side to it, it is.
Absolutely.
Because we're having a blast, and we're having giggles and breaks, and we're having it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant experience. Yeah. I'm so glad I got that email.
Yeah. On the
first time.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful experience, and it sounds like it's going to be a feast for the eyes and the ears for people. It's going to be a completely interactive event for people once they go.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Just let people know, the preview starts tonight, yeah?
Oh, the preview is tonight, yes. And yeah, it officially starts on Wednesday the 9th.
Okay, and that's going to...
And there is two productions. There's one at 7.
Yeah.
And then there's one at 9. It's the same piece, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it's...
So one is at 7.
Yeah, again, I just seeing here that the whole piece runs for 70 minutes, so it's not a massive commitment to people's time if they want to go and see it.
No, it's not. It's the 70 minutes, and then there's a break then, and then the next...
Yeah, do it again.
...time is 9 o'clock till 10.
Oh, okay.
And the venue is Square, and it's besides the... Theater.
Sorry, Fran. You're just as you are giving out all those details, you just got a little bit broken up. But I'll read them out again, so people hear them.
That's great.
It's Block B beside the Lighthouse Cinema in Smithfield. The production is called Mother You. Previews are tonight from 7 and 9 o'clock, and tickets are €11. And then the show itself runs this week from the 9th to the 14th, and next week from the 16th to the 20th, again at 7 and 9 o'clock, and tickets are €16, €14 concession. So
brilliant.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to get
well
along,
said
not at all. Francis, listen,
do you know what's
brilliant? Your enthusiasm is I mean, it's going to be you sound like you're so looking forward to it, and you
I'm buzzing.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what it's all about. Listen, Francis, thanks for talking to us. We wish you every success. I hope it goes well. And
thanks a million, Mark. And thanks very much for talking to me. I really appreciate it. I'm delighted.
Not at all, Francis. It was my pleasure. And listen, the best of luck. I'm going to do the old break a leg. And isn't that what you say in the theatre? Yeah, break a leg.
You do, yes. Break a leg, yes. Yeah.
Listen, Francis, I'm not going to keep you yapping anymore, because you need to get to keep the voice safe, quiet.
Drink plenty of lemon.
Absolutely. Listen, Francis, the very, very best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you very much, Mark. Lovely talking to you. Thanks a million.
You too, Francis.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. I love her enthusiasm. It's just, you know, all the work and everything they sounds like they put in. And it was very hard, you know, by the way Francis was describing it, but it sounds like it's going to be a really fascinating production to witness, to be a part of, to see how it's all come together and the story that it's telling. So, yeah, if you're in or around Smithfield or you're looking for a bit of an evening out, the previews are tonight, tickets are €11, and then the show opens this Wednesday and runs through to the 14th, and then from the 16th to the 20th next week at 7 and 9 p.m. in Block B beside the Lighthouse Cinema in Smithfield.